Pennsylvania casino fined $30,000 for letting 13-year-old gamble. The Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board, PGCB, has fined Valley Forge Casino Resort $30,000 for allowing a minor to gamble in its premises. The incident occurred on November 18, 2024, and involved a 13-year-old boy who accessed the resort's gaming floor and spent over 6 hours playing slot machines. The boy entered the casino with his father, who used his identification to pass security. A guard initially struggled to scan the ID but handed it to another officer, who approved access without further checks. Once inside, the child stayed from 1:47 p.m. to 7:50 p.m., trying at least 5 slot machines and wagering $1,640, according to casino records. The pair returned the next morning but were turned away, and staff later reviewed surveillance footage, confirming the violation and alerting state police and regulators. The occurrence exposed gaps in Valley Forge's age verification process, leading to the penalty and charges against the boy's father. He received a citation for aiding underage gambling and pleaded guilty to a summary offense. His son faced charges for entering the gaming area and betting as a minor. Valley Forge, owned by Boyd Gaming, agreed to the fine through a consent agreement with no opposition. Following the development, the casino issued warnings to the security guards and drinks server involved. It also mandated additional training for all security staff and put in place new policies to prevent similar issues. Ongoing push to protect minors. In related news, the PGCB has added 12 new people to its involuntary exclusion lists, barring them from all Pennsylvania casinos, PA online casinos and betting sites, and video gaming terminals. Most of the new entrants were penalized for leaving children unattended while gambling at casinos. For example, one couple left 2 8-year-olds in a car outside Presque Isle Downs and Casino for 29 minutes while betting on sports. Two others landed on the list for online fraud. These latest additions bring the total number of involuntary excluded individuals on the list to 1,422, showing the regulators' ongoing work to keep problem gamblers and neglectful adults out. The board partners with casinos to offer initiatives like the Don't Gamble with Kids awareness campaign, which uses posters and online messages to educate families about the dangers of taking children to gambling establishments or leaving them unattended while gambling.